This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Very excited to talk to our next guest. Man's an absolute legend. We got UFC 300 coming up on ESPN Plus pay-per-view, but you couldn't do 300 without this man right here, the all-time wins leader himself. Jamil, it's a pleasure, man. Thank you for so much for giving us time.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
How cool is this week has felt? Because, you know, it feels very much like the fans are not only embracing you, but just embracing the history of it, man. Like, to do what you're doing at for as long as you've done it is such a tip of the cap to your professionalism and how much you've kept yourself. So what has it meant to just feel the support from the fans?
It's awesome. You know, it definitely is really awesome. And you know, I truly, truly do appreciate the push from everybody to get me on the card. Yeah, we're still working on, you know, Bruce doing what he needs to do, but, you know, we'll see if that happens or not. But it's been cool. It's been cool. You know, honestly, in certain aspects of it, it's like, it's just another fight week. You know, like it's there's nothing, you know, like super out of the ordinary with it. But there is a lot of press and a lot of fan love, and I do appreciate the heck out of that.
Yeah, for those who don't know what Jim's referring to, there is a petition to get Jim Miller introduced properly by Bruce Buffer as Jim Miller, as he so rightfully should be. Have you reached out to Bruce? Has anybody reached out to Bruce? Do we know his temperature on this?
Well, the problem is it's not just Bruce. I think he would totally do it. The issue is that the fight's going to be on ESPN, and they don't want to bleep him. So it's like, hey, do you want to just bend the rules for me, Bruce? You know, like just catch him off guard, you know, and you know, that's a big ask. That's a really big ask. I think the presser later, I'm going to make as much noise as I can about it. I think at the presser, I will probably be announced like that. And we still got a couple days left to try to work this out and get it done.
Where was this? Where is the origin of this? This caught like wildfire. Was this a fan who found this? Did anybody in your camp start this? When you first found out that people were moving for this, where were you and what was your reaction to it?
Well, the original thing, right, is Joe Silva gave me that nickname, you know, like, he emailed me, it was to fight, Dustin Poirier, and it was like midnight or something like that, you know? And like, I was showering before bed, I come back, you know, look on my phone, see Joe, emailed me like, you want to fight Dustin, you know, at 208. It's like, absolutely, I'm in. And, he's emailed me right back. He's like, of course you are, you're Jim Miller. And, you know, cause I don't know what my peers, what they do. You know, I know a lot of people have management, it bounces through management and this and that. And it probably takes a few days, for the UFC to hear back. For the last decade or so, I've been self-managed. So yeah. So I get the requests, I get the fight offerings, and, that's usually my answer. More often than not, the only time that wasn't my answer was like, hey, you want to fight in, you know, Singapore in 8 days? I was like, no, we're good. I brought it up. I think it was at the presser for my last fight, that I brought it up, that I was like, hey, maybe we'll see if Bruce will introduce me, as Jim Miller. And, you know, because it's like I never really like branded it, right? You know, so the folks that have been following the sport for a while, they knew about it. The media, they would talk about it. Yeah, I think bringing it back up, it really started a fire going, and there was some pressure on Bruce, you know, to make the call.
Yeah. You have got to be, you know, it's gotta be such a crazy thing to see how the sport has grown, because I remember being in college, UFC 100, I wasn't a UFC fan. My friends like, you have to come watch this UFC at a bar, UFC 100. And dude, it's like, yeah, like many things, that these kinds of events, they do hook a fan base for a long time, and you get into sports. What's been the thing as far as MMA fans? Because I know they can get a rough rap sometimes, but what have you noticed, I guess, about the fan base and how it's grown through the years that you've been active and been at the top of the sport like you have?
You know, I would just like when it comes to things that have changed, I just say that it's like, yeah, I get recognized a bit more. I mean, that's really kind of it. You know, you've got the MMA fan has definitely evolved, right? We had like the tap out era where everybody was in tap out shirts, and then it was like, you know, Affliction and this and that, right? So you go to the events and it's like, those t-shirts aren't floating around anymore, where it was like it used to just be a sea of that at an expo or something. But it's still just a very very diverse crowd and fan base. I mean, like I bumped into this little woman that was, you know, like, oh, I'm such a big fan, this and that, and it's like it catches you off guard. You're like, what? You know what I do, right? the sport is, it definitely has grown an absolute ton, and it's been a cool ride to be on.
So you're taking on Bobby Green. It was a wild man. You guys, I mean, this should make for just an unbelievably fun fight. But what are the things that you get ready for the most when you take on a Bobby Green?
You know, his boxing style. You know, he's got a very unique style of striking, you know, that is kind of his thing, right? You know, and that is the trickiest part of the puzzle for Bobby. You know, like I've seen pretty much everything else at this point, so. You know, yeah. In preparation, I prepare the same way for everybody now. I'm trying to stay healthy through training, because it is dangerous. It's a lot of injuries happen, you know, in the training room. I'm trying to get into shape, and I'm trying to be sharp at the things that I'm good at. You know, be hitting them in practice and be drilling them. And then like the last thing that I'm concerned about is really what my opponent does. You know, like we work on some of that stuff, you know, my coaches break it down, and give me some tools to deal with it. But, the goal every time that I step on that canvas is to make it a Jim Miller fight. You know, it's never to fight to my opponent's strengths. It's always to make the fight go to my strengths. And, 100%, I believe that, you know, if I can get Bobby into a Jim Miller fight, it's going to be a quick night.
I want to ask you about this because of all of your experience. The last fight card, UFC 299, was down here in Miami. It was really cool to see Dustin Poirier win the way that he did, but he kept jumping the ghillie. Like he has this in his head that he wants to do this. And as a fighter, is it a better feeling to execute a game plan or to pull something, some wild card out, and you're just like, yeah, I did that? Because I imagine you would, like, you've probably been in both, where you're like, I didn't expect that opportunity in a fight, and I pulled that off. But you also have that game plans that you want to execute. So as a fighter, what's a better feeling for you when you get a victory in either fashion?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I have to say, like, doing the things that you're good at, right? And like that you're training a lot of. And, you know, from my understanding is that he hits the guillotine all the time in the gym, you know, and And that's one of the tough parts, is you develop these habits. Sometimes they're good habits, sometimes they're bad habits. And maybe he was just nailing it in every grappling exchange, and it just comes out, you know, in the fight. I would definitely say it's doing the things where, yeah, you've prepared for them. You've really worked them, you know, like hitting that flow state, and you do something that like you didn't even really think about doing. Your body just does it. It's cool as shit. You know, it's really awesome. But it's like, what exactly did I do? Like, you almost got to be like, all right, how do I do that again? You know, and it is a cool feeling, and it's very intriguing, as you know, somebody that's trying to always like learn. It can be a little frustrating too, where you're like, I don't even really know what I did, and it worked, and you know, like I wish I could replicate that all the time. But sometimes the nervous system just takes over, and the brain is out of it. You know, that's kind of the goal that I go into a fight with. Like, I'm trying to just hear elevator music and nothing else, and just let my body do what it's trained to do. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Is there one like that comes to mind where you're like, yeah, I had that feeling, like that you try and chase?
You know, when I my knockout last June against Jesse Butler, it was like, I've thrown thousands upon thousands of you know, 2-3-2 combos, and I don't remember pulling the trigger on it. It was just kind of one of those things. He threw at me, I slipped, and it was like, whoop, eyes roll back in the head, and we're like, all right, it's go time. And that first two just came right down the pipe, landed, missed the three. And then like, I started to come back into like consciousness, you know, like that just feeling of control, right? When, as I saw him kind of going down a little bit, and I was like, ah, change to an uppercut. And it was like, whoa, like what just happened? Like, you know, it was it was the old school where he blacks out, you know, I was like, what just happened?
Jim, before we get you out of here, I mean, listen, man, you've done so much in this, but what are the things that you want to do before it's all said and done? Like, is that you fought everybody there is to fight, and your resume is like, it's mm-hmm. incredible. Like, are there bucket list things that you have left that you want to do before it's all said and done? Like, are there names, opponents, like accomplishments? What are the things that are left that really mean a lot to you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, like, I got into the sport to be the best and to take that title, you know, and it's like, it's still a daunting task. You know, the rank guys at lightweight it is stacked, absolutely stacked. But I know that, you know, on my nights where I'm firing all cylinders, I can compete with anybody on the planet. And I would love that opportunity. And obviously I know I have to earn that opportunity. There are a few fights that really do intrigue me, especially, you know, in the top of the division. There are a couple of rematches that I'd really like to have, you know, and I've always wanted to fight Gaethje, you know, like I look at that fight and it's like, you know, it's a, you know, going into it, it's going to hurt, you know, and that gets me excited, you know? So, yeah, like there's a few more, and, you know, obviously it's like, I want to fight Newark one more time, you know, they're having the card in June, which is a little too close, I think. You know, barring like perfect conditions, I don't think that one's going to happen, but, maybe the next go around in Newark, I can be on that and, you know, get to fight in front of my local, you know, family and friends, one more time. And, you know, I kind of threw it out there that, I don't want to fight any more than 50 times in the UFC, you know, and I know that's a very silly phrase to say. Yeah, like, I think that, since we got here, we got to 300, and when I first threw it out there, I wasn't sure if this was going to be my swan song or not. It's not, you know, originally when I mentioned it, it was like, hey, drag myself to that finish line. I'm performing well right now, but, yeah, I don't think I want to, you know, do it too much longer. So, you know, get a few more in, maybe get to 30 wins in the UFC. And call it a day.
Hey, that's why he's Jim Miller, man. This was an honor, dude. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate
No problem.
Watch him on UFC 300 coming up on Saturday. Appreciate it, man. All the best.
Thank you for having me.